This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will unveil various youth-focused initiatives worth over 62,000 crore from New Delhi today. In a historic initiative for youth skilling, the Prime Minister will launch PM Setu for the upgradation of 1,000 government ITIs across the country. Mr. Modi will also launch Bihar's revamped Mukhyamantri Nishchay Swayam Sahayata Bhatta Yojana, providing a monthly allowance of 1,000 rupees to 5 lakh graduates for 2 years. A report.
A special emphasis of the program will be on transformative projects in Bihar, reflecting the state's rich legacy and youthful demographic. During the event, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Jannayak Karpuri Thakur Skill University in Bihar to boost industry-oriented courses and vocational education. He will also lay the foundation stone for new academic and research facilities in 4 universities in Bihar and dedicate the new campus of NIT Patna in Bihta. Mr. Modi will inaugurate 1,200 vocational skill labs established in Navodaya Vidyalayas and Ekalabhya model residential schools across 34 states and union territories. The Prime Minister will also felicitate ITI toppers at Kaushal Dikshant Samaroh. Anupam Mish, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The full election commission team led by Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has reached Patna on a 2-day visit to review preparations for the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections. The delegation includes election commissioners Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi. The election commission team will meet with representatives of various political parties today morning to engage in discussions and hear their suggestions. The commission will also hold meetings with administrative and police officials on the same day. During these meetings, preparations related to administration and law and order will be reviewed. Meanwhile, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has instructed the central observers to remain fully accessible to political parties, candidates and voters for redressal of their grievances, briefing the central observers to be deployed for the forthcoming general election of Bihar and by-elections in certain states. Mr. Kumar said the election observers are beacons of democracy. India's consumer economy has witnessed its highest Navratri sales in over a decade, propelled by the government's next-gen GST reforms that reduced tax rates and made products more accessible. Data available from major car maker companies indicates a significant jump in sales during the Navratri period. The reported increase ranges from 60% to 100% compared to the same festival period last year. Palestinian armed group Hamas has agreed to release all the remaining Israeli hostages but says it wants further negotiations on a number of key points outlined in the Gaza peace plan of United States. In a statement, the group said it agreed to release all Israeli prisoners, both living and dead, according to the exchange formula contained in U.S. President Donald Trump's proposal if the proper conditions for the exchanges are met. The announcement came hours after President Trump gave Hamas a Sunday deadline to accept the 20-point peace plan or face all hell. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India will continue to strongly support all efforts towards a durable and just peace. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said India welcomes President Trump's leadership as peace efforts in Gaza make decisive progress. He said indications of the release of hostages mark a significant step forward. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has welcomed Hamas's announcement, expressing readiness to release hostages and engage with the Gaza peace proposal put forward by US President Donald Trump. Guterres urged all parties to seize the opportunity to end the conflict in Gaza. In cricket, India has declared its first innings at 448 runs for 5 wickets on the third day of Ahmedabad Test match. Chasing the target, West Indies has scored 16 runs. On the second day, centuries from Dhruv Jurail, Ravindra Jadeja and KL Rahul helped the hosts to make a massive lead of 286 runs over the West Indies. At the ongoing World Para-Athletics Championships in New Delhi, India bagged 4 medals yesterday, including 2 gold and 2 bronze, to take the overall tally to 15. And that is the end of this news bulletin.